Hello, and welcome to 12 Sided Stories Demigods, a Powered by Apocalypse game. And now, the author of Demigods and our herald, Jason Mills.
Okay, welcome back for episode 3 of Demigods on 12 Sided Stories. It is episode 3, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yes. God, you're right.
We did it!
So many times. Hi, I'm Jason, and I am your herald for this game.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais. I am playing the Verdant playbook. My character is Victoria Redding. She is the daughter of Hecate, and is not very happy with the current situation because it's got a whole They Live vibe going on.
I'm Abria Iyengar, playing the trickster playbook. Petty is the daughter of capitalism, whose dad is apparently sort of responsible for this. So rude. I'm so embarrassed by him. I'm so sorry, you guys.
I'm Michelle, and I am playing the warrior playbook. My character's name is Xochitl, and she's the daughter of Coatlicue, the Aztec goddess of fertility, warfare, governance, agriculture, and childbirth. So she's a badass.
Hi, I'm Mordicus. I mean Wes, and I'm playing the Reaper, and I think I'm going to have to do some reaping soon. Very, very soon. Lots of reaping. Anyway.
All right. So last time we made our way into the plane of amusement and the park within, there was some lying, some stealing, and that generally made you feel very endeared to the plane of amusement. And as you made your way through the park, identified the water park that your friend Carl disappeared into, on your way through the park, you were joined by your dad.
Yay, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes. The incarnation of capitalism in our story here. So he made it clear that you're not supposed to be here and it's time to go. We're, you know, just sort of making our way down the, I would say, yellow brick road, but it's definitely just gray concrete with, you know, evenly spaced trash cans and speakers playing bird noises in the bushes. So, what do you do?
So we finally made it to the right water slide, correct?
Well, you can see the water slide. You're maybe 100 yards away from the entrance to that air quotes ride.
Right.
And you are walking along with capitalism, which is Petty's dad. And he is making the point that you're messing this up and that you should just wrap it up. He can make sure you get out of here safely.
Okay. Here's the deal. And I'm going to like look around at you guys and like casually flip my hand, but I want to give like, trust me on this look to the group.
Okay.
All right. This is bullshit. We'll get the fuck out of here, but I'm not going to be cut out of this if we're going to have like a full afterlife. Apparently, he said something about us ascending and becoming gods. You're going to explain all of this to me, and I want to persuade him to like show me the ropes.
We could do sway someone, but I'm going to have you roll with fate's disfavor.
That's fair.
Because you're one-on-one v a god.
Would fake news like make it just a straight roll then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah, I will do that, and I'm fine with it. Oh, okay. I did so good. I got a 4.
Well, plus your awe.
5.
Oh. That's not
I did that,
great.
And I burned all my threads.
Yeah, and we don't have a muse who can give +2 on an aid if they...
Oops.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Okay, so that's a 5.
Can I provide any aid?
No, it would get it to a 6, and that's
I have 2 tangles with her, though.
Oh, that's just your bonus to your roll. And then even if you get a 10+ on the roll, she would get a +1 to her roll and a thread.
Got it.
So... if you want to burn a thread...
I don't have any more. I spent all my threads on my
weird advance. Timing about
that. Yeah, dang it.
That's too bad.
Cool, I have a gate key that's not going to help in this situation. That's exciting.
Yes. give me the line again.
Yeah. We'll get out of here, but I'm not leaving until you show me the ropes. Like, what is going on here? I want to get in on the action.
Mm. All right. I didn't realize you were interested in the psychopomp career path, but I can definitely get you signed up for that. And he gestures and like several sort of scroll-like documents just fan through the air and land in a big pile of paper in his hand with a pen that he hands you and says, we could definitely adapt your career path to meet your goals and help you achieve the things that you want out of your life path.
Oh, I don't sign stuff without talking to my lawyer, and I'm going to take it and just hold it.
Oh, I understand. So you want to sleep on it?
Yeah.
Well, I should tell you, this opportunity isn't going to last forever, and it is the sort of thing that you want to act on.
Hey, you're not going to fucking timeshare me right now, Dad. Did my lie not work? Oh, my God. Is this what it's like to be morning?
This is all very interesting, but we only have a little bit of time left to save our friend.
Yeah, I was trying to distract capitalism, and I just throw the papers on the ground so you guys could go. Go away, Dad.
Well, that is just not very nice.
Dinners together help.
I doubt it. Then he just turns around, puts his hands in his pockets, and strolls away.
I'm looking for Carl.
Yeah, let's go get Carl.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we got to get out of here.
All right. You make your way through the park to the entrance to the specific water slide. Do we just sort of push past everyone in line?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I was actually just looking for him, like just scanning the...
Oh, okay. All right. So let's roll Pierce the Veil.
I believe in you.
I'm glad someone does. That would be a 10.
A million.
So you are looking up and down. It's this tall, rickety, back and forth stairwell up into a very high platform. And about 50 feet up, you can see part of the platform where Carl is leaning with his back against the railing and just chit-chatting with people he's in line with. You can see him gesturing. It's too far away, but he's just carrying on and making friends, because this is the other irritating thing about Carl. He just like makes friends everywhere he goes, like
Ugh.
In line at the grocery
He's
store.
The best. Ugh.
Guys, right up there, leaning against the rickety edge of I hate everything about this.
I start taking off up the stairs, just elbowing people out of my way.
Be okay. Careful, it's rickety.
You get up like the first flight of stairs. You can see there's an attendant who is perched on the railing because he's literally a chimpanzee, right? But in the like bow tie and, mm-hmm. and shirt arrangement. So Victoria, you can see the chimpanzee that is sitting on the railing is not really a chimpanzee. It's that very scary ape that I can't remember the name of right now, but that has like long sharp teeth and is maybe not a real ape. It's a nightmare ape.
Yeah, I don't care for it, sir.
Yeah, it's not gorilla. It's still like chimpanzee sized.
Sure.
But it is...
So regular chimpanzees, they're horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And it's baring its teeth at your friend. But to you, it's so chill. This chimpanzee is addressing you. It's like, well, hey, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Shove him off the rail.
Okay, great. Can you do a smite your enemies, please?
Oh, gladly.
Smite, smite, yeah. Smite, 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 smite. Everyone!
9.
And doubles.
Yeah.
Take the thread.
Is there any way to assist that roll?
Are you running up with her?
No, I was waiting to say it, but I wanted to say the moment capitalism left, I wanted to mimic him and just be walking as capitalism with the rest of the group.
Yeah, I think that will be helpful in a moment, but her rushing ahead is a little bit out of range
for
this exact moment.
Don't forget to add a thread, because you rolled doubles.
I did. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, so when you smite your enemies on a 9, you get to pick one of the things from the smite your enemies list. If you want to do harm to this thing, you have to pick exchange harm, which means you will both do harm to each other.
Okay. I'm going to do make an opening.
Oh, okay.
Make plus an opening one for forward an to an ally who follows your lead.
Okay, great. You shove this thing. It flies back and then grabs the railing as it's,
it's
flying back. Yeah.
And, ape, yeah.
And as it comes up, it just sort of like a screen trick. There's now two chimpanzees coming back up over the railing as this thing multiplies.
I want to spin a thread so as the chimpanzees grab the railing, it starts to crack.
Yeah. Okay. So that bends and starts to peel away from the stairwell. Maybe just as disturbing, the people in line are just, they just turn to look and have zero reaction to this conflict.
That's a vibe. I get that.
Cool. So you weakened the rail. You have knocked over scary monkey thing, and now there's two of them.
Yes.
But you made an opening, right?
Yes.
Do it.
Okay.
I see that glint in your eye.
I want to be able to weave between these people and like take advantage of that opening. Can I turn into Lady?
The cat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to do that. I imagine that Lady was kind of white furred, but it's more of a silvery fur this time.
Okay.
And go weaving through that opening she's left all the way up and hop into up to Carl.
Okay, let's do perform under pressure just to weave through all those folks. Changing into a cat is easy for your move, so you're just trying not to get your tail stepped on.
7 plus another 2 is 9.
Okay, great. So the complication I'm going to offer you is you can get to Carl and take 1 harm, ignoring armor, or, you know, take better care and not quite make it to Carl yet.
I'll take a harm.
Okay, so you...
It's kind of like...
Yeah, you're rushing through the crowd that is totally ignoring you and sort of accidentally bumping you around, and you then come up next to Carl on that, the railing, or on the platform that's just 1 up from where Sochil is, and as this cat runs past you, Sochil, and you are next to Carl.
Now... It doesn't say, so I don't know what was intended with the power. Can I still talk to people, or is it just cat sounds? Or would I have to push a gift beyond its limits kind of thing?
Yeah, we would have to do Ben Fate. It's not really a gift, but yeah, you for all intents and purposes, you're a cat.
Sure.
So you can do what a cat can do.
Okay. Can I try and push beyond my limits? Because I want to be able to have a conversation with him as Lady, because...
Oh, you are pretending to be literally his cat.
Yes.
I see. Okay, now I understand what's happening. So what I'd actually like you to do is roll Sway Someone.
Sway Someone,
as,
okay.
As you are communicating with him.
Okay.
And he understands his cat very well.
Oh, dice. Don't fail me now. Actually, I'm going to spend a thread for Fade Saver because I really want this to work.
Oh, you can spend after you roll.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on. Oh, 8.
Okay. Do you want to spend the thread and see what your third die does?
I think 8's decent enough.
Okay, great. But the person will go along with your reasonable argument. What sort of argument is Lady making? Because he's not surprised to see his cat. He's just like, oh, Lady, that's so great. And he like picks you up and... You know.
I'm so hungry. I miss you so much. And it's just been so hard without you here. I don't have anyone to play with or to cuddle with. And I am so hungry. I don't think you understand just how hungry I am.
I love the idea that this is all in subtitles as you're like meowing and purring in his arms. All the indignity. Okay, so he... is stricken. He's not sure what to do. It's occurring to him that he has abandoned his cat, you know, which is shitty, and is trying to figure out how to proceed. So you definitely have paused his, like, he's stepped out of line. He's still up on this platform because there's no easy way to get down, but he's trying to figure out what to do. Like, how did you even get here? And he's confused, and the spell of this place is starting to waver.
Okay. Quick question. So there's 2 angry apes on the rickety railing.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And I would like...
And you can see them from here.
Yeah. So I wanted to, like, by the time we passed into this water park, like I was saying earlier, I want to look like capitalism.
Easy peasy.
Using, like, mimicry and my abilities. And I would like to, like, look at the 2 apes and yell and say, "Get him down here. He's ruining everything."
Okay. Let's roll sway someone.
Yay, big news. Okay. So 9 plus 1 is a 10.
It is a 10. Okay. So the 2 look down and see you and their eyes get big of like, oh, uh-oh. And they launch themselves up and become 4 chimpanzees. As they scrabble up the outside of this thing.
Oh, I hate it.
Trying to get up to... the platform that Victoria is on with Carl.
What is everybody doing? Like, what are the other people doing again?
Nothing. The people in line? Yeah, they're just, like, involved in their conversations. kind of trying to ignore the awkward interaction of this guy with his cat and and okay. ignore the like railing that's crumbled and fallen apart as chimpanzees go shooting up past the platform that you're on. So chill. So that's the scene. Most of the bystanders are just
hanging out,
actively ignoring what okay. is happening. So chill. I think you're probably the closest to do something immediately. You saw several chimpanzees stream up past you.
Get him. But if I know that they're taking him to Petty, is that where they're taking him?
Probably, but they're not going to be nice about it. I mean, you could tell they're like snarling and you see them up close, right? They're real excited about what's about to happen.
Now I'm going to have to kill these fucking chips.
You're going to have to shock the monkey.
Like, yeah, jack them up. I'm the fallback plan. Like, you murder them or they bring me Carl's corpse.
As a cat, she'll definitely help eat the corpse, because that's how that goes. Cats do that.
Yep. This is good.
Gotta get food somehow.
Yeah, Victoria and Petty have, like, very good, strong plans here.
Okay.
But if you want to preserve Carl at all, like, you're going to have to intervene.
Yeah. I'm realizing that now. I'm like, oh, she's helpful. No, she's not.
I didn't see how scary they looked up close. I'm like, I'm sure they'll just bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
This all is right, fine, right, so I am going to use my ascendance move.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is, like a chess master, every aspect and strategy of the battlefield unfolds before you, and you reveal the plan you had the whole time, turning the tide. One way or the other, the day is won. Describe how.
All right. So this would specifically be your chimpanzee battle. Please describe what happens with these chimps that when fighting, they typically multiply. Depending on what happens, there's various aspects of that that cause them to multiply, but that's not endless or insurmountable. So how does your master plan take form?
Since I'm only a floor below them, I launch myself up. And as I'm landing on the thing, I come down with my epic weapon, which it was the kitchen knife, but yes. It's now a short sword. I come down into one of their heads. Okay.
Yeah.
Using my sword, I pick him up and launch him into another one.
It's a Witcher fight.
Totally right. Knocking him off of the thing to the ground below. Mm-hmm. When I launch him, he slides off my sword, hits the other one, knocks him to the ground below. In a swift move,
nice.
I come around and I have a chokehold on one of them. And I'm kicking the other one off of
oh, fantastic.
The thing. And I guess I just choke the other one out or break his neck.
Sure.
Ooh, I like yeah. that. Okay. They're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
I grab Carl and Lady, throw Carl over my shoulder. You're on his back so that you have a nice place to land. And I superhero jump down.
Do you take on any sort of like physical aspect of your ascendance? Is there like, what
I would
do you look
say,
like?
It looks like my hair's in one of those wind tunnel things, you know, like
yeah.
just even with no wind, it's just out there. And my green eyes glow green and there's just kind of a sheen around me.
Nice.
Okay. When you land, you have something left over from the chimps. What do you have? Like tooth, hair, something?
Oh, I would say one of their real fangs.
Oh,
not,
okay. Yeah,
not that, the ones they appeared,
yeah,
but
that,
one
that
of their
big like lower
yeah.
fang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I put it in my pocket. That's yeah. a trophy.
Yeah.
Well, you're yeah. aware that it is an epic item.
Okay.
As you, you're holding it in your hand. You might not be 100% sure what it's for yet, but it just thrums with power. And it is
very nice.
Imbued. And you're also aware that, like, I should say, without the ascendance move, this fight can get pretty complicated because these things keep multiplying.
Right.
And so you were able to just move so quickly and get there right when they were multiplying, anticipate every move, and just pull the pin on this fight. So, excellent.
We land, and like as Lady, like all of her hair is on it, and she's like, from the jump, freaking out, and like claws dug into Carl's shoulder.
I look at her and I go, "It's all right. You landed on your feet."
Yay.
And I wish for opposable fingers to flip you off.
cute little
you
paw.
Take your little paws.
I'll use my opposable thumbs to grant you a thread for that awesome pun.
Yeah.
Mordecai, what are you doing inside of all this?
Now that we have Carl back, we have to figure out how to get out of this place. And also we have to get all these people out of here as well. So now we need to figure out how to shut this all down.
I'm sorry. I'm assuming there was a like a snack stand somewhere around here.
Easy.
Cool. At this point, like when you all come over and you're like very excited and you're a little out, I hand you a water bottle, Sochiel.
Thank you.
And I'm eating funnel cake as Lin-Manuel Miranda and Hamilton. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Well, we have to stop this. This isn't natural death. This is against the natural order.
It will be eventually.
But it isn't now, and all these people are going to die, so we need to help them because it's not their time. Except for maybe Carl.
Yeah, okay. I would like to go walk over. Like, I nod. I offer you the rest of the funnel cake.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go. And I'm going to walk over to the people in the back of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use fake news and say, this is a nightmare. And if you die in this nightmare, you'll die in real life. Bum rush, get out now. And see if I can, like, purple monkey dishwasher,
like maybe cause
telephone
a panic.
Tag it, like, up the dishwasher. Sorry, with Simpsons reference.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, to telephone tag it up the line to see if we can clear out one area.
Okay, let's roll sway someone.
All right, that's 6 + 1 = 7.
Ooh.
Just made it.
But doubles, right?
Yeah,
nice.
But doubles.
Okay.
I'll take my thread.
Yeah. So you make this argument, and you can feel the fact that your capitalism right now is working against you.
Ah, shit.
Right? Because you have a face that the people here know.
Oh, dang.
And they're like, wait, what? You said this was good? Like, I don't, you know.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
The first, you know, 30 or 40 people at the bottom of the stairs, you know, at the back of the line, like, wait, what? We're all going to die?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? And did you hear what he said?
So is there any, like, can I start a party and, like, start people dancing out the front?
I'm always in favor of starting a party. You just have to tell me how.
Is there
dance macabre?
Can I say, can I spend a thread and say that there is a 80s boombox nearby playing and I start conga lining out and trying to get people to go with
this? I don't want threads.
So I grab it and I turn it out as loud as possible and I've got Carl next to me.
Yep.
I say, okay, Carl, come on. And we start dancing and I try to use my party methods to get them to slowly go towards the front.
Yeah.
As loudly as I can.
Yes, you're definitely getting people's attention. So now I'm going to have you roll sway someone.
It's going to turn into Dead Man's Party at some point.
Yeah.
All right. So sway 7. So 7.
You did it. Don't you have a plus 1 in all?
Yes, I do. So 8.
8. Okay, great. All right. So you're definitely getting attention, and I think there's going to be a complication rather than a sort of mitigated success because it succeeds, right?
Okay.
Everyone around is, maybe they don't know why they're following you or that they're in imminent danger. They're just like, oh, sweet, dance party, you know, and the 30 or 40 people that you've convinced to start moving just influences the whole area of like, oh, people are going that way. What are we lining up for? Let's go line up because we're in amusement park land.
I'm also gonna mark off throw a party.
Nice.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
The party is thrown.
All right, cool.
I'll find you guys in a bit.
So
can
what's
I mark off start a fight?
Yeah, you did.
And finish one.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, you got both of those.
Nice.
I'm gonna leave. So I think you guys all just see Lynn. Mammal Miranda put on his sunglasses, and I would like to disappear back to the front gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, hey, there was a group of demigods that showed up. They are in the dream.
Who are you telling?
The front gate guy. Like, if there's any, like, staff here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are, like, guards. There are ticket sales.
Let's go talk to the guards.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my goal is to get as many people at the front to respond to this request.
Yeah.
Those demigods that showed up are in the dream where you're taking a test, but you're naked, but you're fine with it. That very specific one.
Mm.
And they are working shop. If they get too far, all of this could go down. Stop them now. And I want to try to clear the front to make a way for us to get out.
Okay. So you come across these two big burly guards.
Yep.
And I think this is the first time you've been wearing your sunglasses. Right? Because when you put them on, you go somewhere.
Yeah, when I take them off, they just disappear, though.
Okay, like, but you don't just go around wearing them all the time?
No, right. No, no.
So when you appear, you're wearing them for like a second, right?
Yeah.
And you actually have a moment of seeing the way that Victoria was seeing.
Oh.
And the ticket sales are these like hollowed out ghoulish folk. The guards you go to talk to are, it's going to sound nice at first, they're sort of anthropomorphic. One is a bull and one is a bear. And they're not just like a bear standing up, right? Yeah. And the bull is not like Minotaur. It's like a bull mushed into human form.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nasty. And these two guards are just standing off to the side. They are also, the bull has weird like fang things, and it's not just a herbivore, right?
Yeah.
The bear's claws are like 3 times longer than you would expect. And they look really scary. But then when your glasses vanish, they just look like a couple of portly guys, you know, in their 50s, 6 feet tall or so. And just kind of portly, little burly.
Yeah. I hated seeing that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, you know, that's behind what you're looking at now.
Okay. Okay. Huh. Gross. I feel like maybe Victoria saw that and didn't share it. And we'll have a conversation about that later. But for now, go get them.
So at the testing rooms.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know why.
What did you get on your sway, someone?
I didn't roll it yet.
Oh. Can I have that, please?
No.
You could have lied there. Oh, wait.
This is a lie. Yeah.
Apparently, it doesn't work when I lie.
I know. I figured that out, too.
I got a 9.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. They say, okay, thank you for letting us know. Please show us. Show us which one you're talking about. Can you take us there?
Yeah. I definitely know where to go. Follow me. Damn it. She just starts like angrily stomping.
All right. And are you still in Manuel Miranda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Petty Manuel Miranda is leading them over.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. All right. So these two guys are following you.
And I'm trying to go as far as here's the thing I want to proffer is in order to make sure that they get nowhere near where I know the squad is, mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm intentionally leading them in a direction that I know is wrong.
Yeah. I think as you get going, you realize you do know exactly where to go. You know where the schoolyard is. You know where it diverts into like playground bullying and, you know, taking tests unprepared. Taking tests naked, taking tests unprepared and naked, taking a test naked and fine with it. It's a whole complex.
I'm looking specifically for naked, unprepared, and fine with it.
Yeah. And you are definitely headed in the right direction. Sweet. You're not sure why you knew how to get there. Maybe you have a guess.
I'm not worried about it. Yeah. I'm assuming I'm just incredibly smart and good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And I'm like doing the thing that like good liars do, which is begin to believe their own lie and we're going to find them and fuck them. My stupid daughter, she's beautiful and talented, but I can't trust her. And just telling like long, stupid stories about myself as my dad.
You know, like the little bird scooter that you can sit on? Yeah. So that thing comes up next to you and there's a most vanilla, ignorable, like assistant functionary.
Yeah.
Is coming up and she has a little like iPad under her arm and says, Mr. Capitalism, I would just need you to sign the document that you sent us so that we can move everything forward with your daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. And I want to go and read it.
Uh-huh.
What does it say?
So you march through the park, slows down a little bit as you read this. And it says promotion to assistant manager of the park is just what it says. And that there's a number of agreements for remuneration and coins per year.
Yeah.
And that resources will be made available to you.
Oh, that's exciting.
As long as the park meets certain processing goals.
Yeah, of course.
You know, minimum.
Right. But I definitely, and I'm going to turn back to the assistant and say, there was a counteroffer. It was 100% bonus at the meeting of goals. So if you could just like remark that up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go redo.
No, it's fine.
Everything.
Yeah. You're fine and you can do this, but here we go. We have to give her something to shoot for, which is why we give her higher goals and an initial starting bump just to make sure she's locked in.
Isn't she part human?
For now.
Okay.
This is a lot. This is more attitude than I need. So I'm going to need you to do this.
I'm so sorry. And you can tell she puts the face back on. Yeah. Like, oh no, I've said too much.
Yeah. We'll make a note of that. All right. For
she takes the pad and like, you know, the scooter.
This will come up at your review.
Yeah.
Your 3 week review every 3 weeks.
God. That sounds right.
Yeah.
So what is our party doing on the way?
I'm just trying to get as many people to follow me out the front door.
Let's
just
go out to the lobby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like grabbing drinks from the snack vendors and whatever and passing them out. And like, you know, if someone has a cigar or something, I'll grab a cigarette or whatever. Okay. I'm doing all the debauchery that I can while moving.
Okay. I like that. What are you up to, Sochel?
I think that I'm bringing up the rear, but I see what he's doing and I'm helping out, like pretending to party, even though Sochil's not much of a partier, but she's
not
like,
very chill at all.
No, not very chill at all.
I like this.
And, okay. You know, and I'm like, hey, you know, and if people aren't coming, I just like grab them and throw them in the line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, once you get people into the kind of the critical mass, they just get pulled along with, you know,
it's like a big wave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So people are standing off going like, what is happening over there? And you just like shove them into the pile and they're like, oh, this is great. Thank you for bringing me.
Right.
What's Victoria up to? Are you still a cat?
I'm still a cat. I'm still lady.
Yeah.
And with Carl, I hop up on his shoulder and look back and I'm trying to see if there are still more stragglers.
Oh, I mean, there's thousands of people, maybe a million in this park. So
we're not going to get them all, but this is a start.
Yeah. You have like 500 or 600 people trailing along?
Well, I had an idea to cause people to want to leave because we did tell them it was a nightmare.
Go for it.
But it takes using another ascendance move to cause a stampede of whatever small animals are around and like all of the plant life going fucking berserk.
All the cockroaches come out.
Yeah.
I mean, you live your best life.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to do it.
All right. And that's your second ascendance move being checked off, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Fully 2/3 of your mortality flaking away.
Yep.
Oh, before we do that, actually, Sochil, what was your consequence?
Become obsessed with preparedness.
Okay. So
you
that is
already obsessed with preparedness.
Well, this is in the extreme, right? So I'll leave that to you to play out how you like. So the parks... Various park cats have already been following you, you know, like in the bushes, like, who is that? She's now. Going with your ascendance move?
So yeah, I'm going to use my ascendance move, especially because I think it was Mordecai was saying that was a nightmare, right? So I'm going to make it basically a nightmare.
Okay, of all sorts of small, yucky animals.
Like, small, yucky animals, like, all of the foliage starts to, like, blast out and become, like, spiky and drop, like, those little spiky balls and shit on the ground that you don't like to step on.
Oh my God.
Especially, like...
Those are the worst.
Especially, like, the people leaving the water park because you don't want to step on that.
Yeah. Sort of Ichabod Crane branches reaching out.
Yeah, and it's, like, the grass and stuff is starting to crack through the concrete and just this chaotic wild is retaking the park.
Yeah, I think you managed to chase, like, the entire sort of water-themed section of the park is emptying out. You have probably a couple thousand people headed towards the front gate with you. The flood of critters and trees chasing people out of that whole section of the park, which is related to every nightmare and fun dream about water, is emptying out. So that is a huge group of people.
Can I become death and start scaring the fuck out of people to kind of make them run toward the ones that aren't joining?
Oh, through the rest of the park?
Right.
Oh.
Like, become 12 feet tall with a scythe and the total, like... Because generic is what we do. So that's what my dad wants. That's why I'm always dressed this way. So I'm going to just lean into it and become the, like, medieval version of death.
Yeah.
With, like, the, you know, skeleton hand.
Don't fear the reaper of my ass.
Right. And just start chasing people... Like floating like a foot off the ground and gliding towards people, and you know,
I think that would be effective because there are a lot of sections of this park that are the fun aspect,
right? If I can use my scythe to like cut through the canvas sides of things, mm-hmm. or like cut down like a wood beam is holding up something, like cut it off so that it scares people to kind of. And corral them towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would Is that a good?
Yeah, I think that's definitely gonna help clear out most of the rest of this place.
Okay, so I'll do that as my ascendance move.
Okay. What is your consequence?
I'm going to say I see dead people all the time.
Okay.
Nice.
The park is emptying. You, Petty, you're making your way over to the school area with Bull and Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And the screams come to you over the thing.
Good.
Just from the distance. And you
my
can
unsubtle
see
assholes.
This, you know, black cloaked figure sweeping over another part of the park.
Yep.
And the guys you're with turn and look and like, oh, sir, do we need to do, what is happening?
No, probably not. And I want them to turn back to me. And the thing I want to happen is I'm also going to burn an ascendance move since we're all doing that.
Yay.
But I'm going to use the ascendance move that I saw for the first time, which was Sochiel's.
Oh.
So I think, like, it starts this, like, because we're in this nightmare mode that you built, we get the, like, lights go off and it comes back and it's still me as Lynn, and it goes out again and it comes back and it's me as Petty, out again, comes back as Sochiel, out again, comes back as Sochiel, covered in gore, holding an angry chimp jaw.
Yeah.
And then it just goes out again.
Yeah.
And then I just walk back to you guys later, having dealt with the fight.
Yeah.
I want to never, like, I want this to be a very, like, blackout, like, Petty doesn't fight, except in this, like, one, like, noodle incident that only she'll remember.
Yeah. Can we say that you had made it into one of the school buildings, and it was that sort of, like,
flickering green, hallway light?
You know, flickering hallway light that you're flashing back and forth, and, yeah, that's great. And we just leave the guards slumped against the wall. We don't really know what
happened.
Missing
a whole jaw.
Yep.
Yeah.
I only took a tooth. That's badass, taking the whole jaw.
Yeah.
I have a gift for you.
Did you get the bear jaw or the bull jaw?
Bull jaw, because it's got extra teethies.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So
wear it like a tiara.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
So smart.
That's really thoughtful.
Tight. And I'll take Fate's disfavor on Pierce the Veil, because, like, asking questions about your environment is for suckers.
Yeah, you know what your environment's about.
Yeah.
That would imply you don't know what's happening around
Thank
you.
Thank you. Ugh.
Okay, so most of the park, I imagine there are some stragglers here or there who also saw the image of death and hid in trash cans instead of run. 98% of the people here are out or are heading towards the gate.
Okay, cool.
And
cool,
there are going to be some stragglers.
Okay, so we've got this big wave of people, some terrified, some having a really great party, going towards the front. So what's next?
How do you hurt capitalism? I'm thinking
refunds.
Oh no.
And
no.
Refunds and customer complaints.
Yeah. That's how we shut this place down.
Is there Yelp in this dimension? Can we pay
there,
Yelp?
There wasn't, but you could.
Let's make a Yelp.
We're going to need a
let's
magic.
Call it help.
Yeah, help, I was about to say.
Yeah.
two L's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yelp.
No, help.
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 With two L's, though.
Oh. L. And a J.
Yeah.
And a J for some reason. That's silent. With umlauts.
Yelp.
Yelp with umlauts. Yeah.
It's Welsh.
Yeah.
Welsh, yeah. It's Welsh. It has 16 consonants and one vowel in the middle that you have to hit hard.
Yeah.
And whistle through the rest of it.
Hi. Oh, do you still have the glasses on?
Yes.
Oh, can you be the one person that can see that I'm covered in, like, monster gore?
Fuck yeah.
Tight.
And somehow it's, like, artfully spread about.
Yeah.
It looks like perfect war paint.
Holding, like, the mandible of, like, a bull monster. And you just see, like, let's go, Ellie Saab, like, gown holding, like, a handbag. Hi, guys. Immaculate.
I start, like, yelling, you know, in the crowd, I want a refund.
What me?
I'm going to give this a bad help.
I would
review.
Also like a refund.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh, I mean, sorry. That's probably good and helpful.
I'm giving this a bad review.
There are cockroaches literally everywhere. I can't imagine why.
I'm conflicted because I could be the owner of this soon. How is like the front react, like the ticket takers and stuff?
Oh, this is not their job.
That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, they just get out of the way as like ticket booths are knocked over. The arches are still up, but when people reach the arches, there's this green reverberation of some sort of surface that they're pushing up against. And so it sort of seems like the family you saw walking away from the park, maybe they never fully went in, because everyone in here is not able to get through this translucent barrier.
Can I grab Carl's arm and like stick his hand against the barrier and see if the barrier like lets him go, since we know he was supposed to still be alive?
Are you a human shape?
I think I have to be. I think I changed back to human form when I used my ascendance move, because it was like such a massive, like, I imagine it being sort of like the big like poison ivy moment.
Wait, Victoria, you're Lady? I've never seen you and Lady in the same room together. Oh my gosh, you've been Lady this whole time.
I talk to your cat all the time. What are you talking about?
I don't
give me
that.
Does Lady ever watch you go to the bathroom? Because this would get really awkward if that was...
Yeah, why do you watch me go to the bathroom?
Hey, I don't. Lady does.
Once again, you're making me the task-oriented one, and I'm
and
not here.
I'm dealing with it, and I grab his arm and shove it against the barrier.
It just goes right through. And then he goes through, because it was like more force than you were expecting to need.
Oops.
And he just goes ass over tea kettle into the side, onto the sidewalk that where you would wait for a bus that's never going to come.
And I put my hand to the barrier.
Yeah, you can go through.
So I'm getting the feeling that only those who are not dead are able to go through.
If the people who are dead is, can I take them to where they're supposed to be? Or are they supposed to be here?
Oh, you would need to pierce the veil, I think.
All right, let me pierce the veil. So that is a 8, 10, 11.
Oh, okay, so you get three
questions.
I have
really high judgment.
Yeah, you get three questions off the pierce the veil list.
All right. So how can I get these people who are already dead out of this place and into the afterlives they were originally meant to go to?
As a Reaper, you have a pretty simple ability to open a gateway to an afterlife. The thing you're not supposed to do is take people out of their afterlives.
So is this their afterlife?
Well, that's what's unclear, because it seems like you know how to do this, right? You could open a gate here for person A and send them through to where they're supposed to be. That is something you could do 100,000 times. And it would take some time, because you can't just open one giant portal, because it theoretically wouldn't all go to the same place.
Okay.
But there is a complicated aspect to the background of this place that you're not
100%. I'm not 100% sure about.
Yeah.
And I don't see really a question that's going to be able to figure that out. Cool. Sorry.
I have
that.
An idea about the barrier situation. If I could just and just move, and I want to push through the crowd towards the edge of the barrier and reach out to it. And I want to bend fate, and I want to like push my gift of magical resistance beyond its like just to, fuck it. We're going to open up this bubble a little bit, and all these assholes can be in the parking lot, and then you guys can go back to figuring out whatever you're doing. But then I feel like I've contributed and no one will ask anything of me anymore.
Yeah, I understand that.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to offer you the option of rolling with fate's favor, which will come with an unstated cost.
I mean, it's fine.
Do
that's
it.
So capitalist. 6 + 3 = 9, and I'm just very annoyed by it.
Ooh. Is there anything we can do to help with this?
If anybody is sort of magically inclined, I'd be open to a provide aid role.
Well, I mean, my thing is opening portals to other places.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's have you roll plus your tangles with Petty.
Okay, so that's a plus +1.
Ah, dang, Petty Cash, I just got it.
Yeah
that was the joke.
Yeah. I think we literally said it.
Well, that doesn't mean I got it.
Wow, okay, so I got an 11 altogether.
Oh,
nice.
My.
Yeah.
So you get a plus +1 to your roll and plus +1 threat.
I got my threat back, thank you!
Yeah. Oh, well, there's still a cost associated with your rolling advantage.
What did you... Did you guys hear that? It was like a weird breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is fine. Strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you walk up to the barrier and you reach out with your magical resistance. The barrier wouldn't have stopped you anyway, but you kind of... You just put yourself in that space where... You would be causing the microphone to have feedback and stay there. And It begins to vibrate. And then rather than some sort of big explosion or shatter, you just get this pop-up in your field of view that has the confirmation button of cancel the containment barrier, confirm or cancel.
Confirm.
Yeah. Wait, cancel the confirm or confirm to cancel?
Oh,
or,
God damn it. I just click one.
Okay. It was the right one. And
let's hope.
The whole barrier comes down and people come flooding out into this sort of liminal parking lot. You notice in the like part of your dress strap that would be concealed.
Yeah.
There is like a card shaped something that appears under there.
Oh.
That you could get at if you want.
And I like look around weirdly like, who slipped something on me? This is not the time, weird mortals. And go ahead and look at it.
And you find your employee ID card with the most unflattering photo of you you've ever seen.
Incorrect. This is wrong. I hate, what? Why? I didn't sign. I didn't sign it.
What is happening?
And I'm going to march back through.
Okay. The title says Petunia Smith on it, Vice President of Everything.
Ooh. Okay.
Everything.
Mixed bag. Hey, guys, I think this is my place now. So can we put all the mortals back in it? I need it.
You can feel the potency draining out of this place.
We need to put all the mortals back in it.
How about not?
We need to not do that. This isn't the right place for everyone.
Says who?
Me, Death.
You're like a Death intern.
Yeah, right now, technically, I am Death, though.
And I think she's going to start walking to you. And as she like passes behind people through the crowd, it turns into like a business suit, like impeccably tailored, and just walks up to you with like the key tag hanging down. Like, hi. They're mine, though.
I turn back into Mordicus. At this point, because I became Death, I'm completely gothed out to 100%.
So good.
Like, edgelord to the max. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I think it's better if you know, we don't.
Every time someone passes through the arch, which is a bunch of people per second, you hear like this, the ripping sound, and you know it's the ripping sound of a contract that was signed.
You're gonna have other business opportunities, and
hey, Hot Topic, you're not gonna tell me how business works.
Yeah, but I think that this is the best thing, and I'm just stalling you as much as I can.
Yeah.
As people are leaving us.
Yeah,
but no, I just
we just got everyone out.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
That place sucked.
Carl steps back through the space since the barrier's gone anyway.
Yeah.
And he wasn't 100% aware of it. You just like threw him through a space.
What is it, Carl?
Comes walking upstream, you know, through the people. He's like, so are we, do I wake up soon or what? This dream is weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
You have to want to wake up.
Well, but it's pretty chill here.
It is,
but it's not a good place. It's sucking away your life force until you're just nothing but a hollow
Wait,
husk.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And Lady really does want you to come home and feed her.
That's your only purpose in life, really.
Wait, is this not a dream?
No.
No.
It's a plane of existence.
Hey, can you guys keep it down a little bit?
Sorry.
And he just looks... He is genuinely flummoxed of, yeah. Like, wait, what?
The quicker we can make this reality in collapse in on itself, I think everybody will go back to where they're supposed to be. Yeah.
This is real?
Yes, Carl.
Oh, God.
What is real?
We're all demigods. You know that.
No, I just thought I was dreaming.
Well, you were until capitalism capitalized on it and took coins.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, coins. Did you promise refunds?
I did. That's why
we're not honoring that.
They're all.
Well, I got mine. Carl holds up a coin.
No!
Don't give it to her.
It's mine. They gave it to me when I came down here.
Oh no, that's fine. Can I borrow it?
No,
it's very
mine,
important.
She's not
Petty.
Mine. Though.
It's super important. That
Petty.
I see it really.
Petty. That's not going to happen. It's going to happen. I rolled an 11 plus one is a 12. Uh-huh. I just want to see it. I'm just trying to see because, you know, I got the Japanese ones earlier.
And you'll give it back, right?
Yeah, of course. And I just put it in my pocket.
Oh, Carl.
He forgets that he gave it to you.
Yeah.
Petty.
I keep Carl's.
He's not responsible.
This place has to go away.
I mean, I hear you and I see you and I respect you. And just hold on. Let me just think about this for a second. And I want to pierce the veil with this favor to try to figure out, like, if I, now that I'm an employee here, understand this place at all better, which I'm probably not going to. No, that's a 3. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Minus one is a 2.
All right. So with a 6 minus on pierce the veil, you still ask one of the questions.
And prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
In a sort of like meta way, like I understand that this is capitalism attempting to build an afterlife. I want to ask, what is the purpose of this place with respects to people that may or may not already be dead yet? Like, is it like a pre-populating of it? Like, just trying to get a sense of like, are there actually dead people here? Because I will make a case for leaving them. That kind of thing.
Right, right.
This whole thing is laid out because it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this clear understanding of all these people were offered contracts in their dreams.
Oh.
And, of course, they didn't really understand that it was for realsies. But they were offered contracts in their dreams that they would come to this afterlife for a particular remuneration. And they would get to do whatever it is they wanted. And so the park was built on what everybody wanted to do.
Yes.
When they got here. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think she like looks off to the side and then you guys kind of see like, oh, well, if they signed a contract, that's legally binding and they belong here.
They didn't know. It was in their dreams.
Sounds. Yeah.
For what it's worth, I didn't say that it was like a dream contract. Okay, you just hear the last half. Like, they signed a contract. It's legally binding.
Well, Carl, did you sign a contract?
Yeah, there was something. This was like a mermaid came out while I was surfing, and there was a...
So you didn't sign it in your apartment?
No, I was surfing, and she like came out and was on the surfboard with me somehow. I'm not sure how that worked. It was, that part was dreaming for sure.
So they signed it in their dreams.
Yeah. At what point are dreams not part of, like, the human experience?
Well, because your subconscious is...
Hi, hold on. Hold that thought. Hey, can everyone that's walking out right now... we're going to be doing some, like, exit interviews. So if you could go back in and start to queue up. And we'll talk.
Exit interviews will be outside in
we'll
the parking lot.
We'll handle all refunds feedback, but you have to wait inside.
Petty.
You know what the tearing sounds? Very annoying.
Petty. I just stand up straight and say petty.
We're all like,
that is not going to happen.
Are you threatening me?
I said...
I mean, I like it.
It's not going to happen.
Guys, can we not fight? We just need to get people out of here.
Petty, we know each other very well.
Very well.
We get along very well.
Very well.
You have to know this isn't the right thing, though.
I mean... What's right, though?
I think you know.
See, now, my biggest problem here, and she's, like, relaxing and, like, no longer looks like she's paying attention to the group and letting them, like, come back through again, for what it's worth. She's like, for what it's worth, I feel like all of you are the deities of, like, ancient gods who did a bunch of really fucked up stuff when it was their society's time, and now you're trying to tell me, the child of, like, a more recent god, like, what is appropriate and inappropriate. And you know what? If we think about it for any amount of time, that's pretty fucked up. Why do you get to say what's appropriate?
We're guilty for what our parents do?
I mean, you're a part of it and responsible for it.
We're the modern children. We are the modern children of some fucked up parents.
Yeah, and legacy is a thing that you have to grapple with. Like, that's your burden to bear. And it does feel... a little blind to the larger course of history that you have decided now that new gods can't make the same kind of moves that yours all did.
But your people put
people in an underworld where they have to roll a rock a bunch, whole lot of human sacrifice. We're just trying to make some deals with sleeping people. That's not even like the worst thing because look at, they get to do whatever the fuck they want in our afterlife.
Until they're
gone.
And
I feel, You're the one that said everyone dies. So I don't know why you've decided that this is the point of
because
far and no
when
further.
When they die naturally, they're going from one state of being to another state of being.
They will
they're
die not, naturally from being here too long.
You're right. Our parents did a lot of really bad things. But that doesn't mean we have to do really bad things. And it means that we can learn from what they did and not repeat those mistakes. So right now, we can not repeat the mistakes and get these people to... I mean, signing is... It wouldn't hold up in a court, and you know it. It's because...
I disagree.
Well, and let's face it. No one is trying to say capitalism can't have an afterlife. It just has to be on the up and up. They have to pass naturally and go into that afterlife. They can't pass because of that afterlife.
You know who you sound like right now? Is your dad. And I Great. Just heard you
oh, thank
rip
you.
Into your dad.
Thank you. So capitalism walks yeah. out. It's like you suddenly realize he's been standing there a long time.
Yeah.
It's that sort of reveal.
Yeah,
like,
for
oh,
sure.
God.
Because he does that a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yep. Yeah. It's, capitalism is always with you. When there were just one.
And set also
of
with you.
Yeah. So he sort of makes his presence known and says, Oh, well, Petty, this is going to be a little bit complicated for you, given that this place is your responsibility, but think of it as getting to start with a clean slate. Our original arrangement is walking out into the parking lot, and this place still stands. People know of us and will expect to look for us as an option when they pass on some other way in the future. I think your collective concern at this point, and pretty much everyone's sort of filtering out of the park at this point.
Yeah.
He says, our arrangement with Amazon is now void, and I'm going to let you all handle that because that feels like more of a you thing than a me thing.
Mm.
So, good luck. They're a little bit of a big deal. They thought they were going to get to be the whole, like, Reaper job, but it's not going to be them because it's you.
So when
it's your time, when you join us,
mm-hmm.
this will be waiting for you, and there'll be some more people in there by then, of course. It's time is complicated.
Wibbly wobbly.
Yeah. And as he looks, like, somebody who, they didn't just turn around and come back in. They're like getting out of their car, looking at the gates, and they're walking up. You have the sense of like, oh, this is somebody who just died, right?
And
this one guy is like, is
welcome.
Walking toward the gate.
Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm a little confused. I was driving to work, and then I was just sending that last text message.
Yeah, that's a bad mix. That's really not good. What kind of work do you do?
I was a delivery driver. I was driving to where the trucks were.
So you were texting while doing your job?
No. I was driving my car.
Oh.
To get to the truck.
Oh.
I wouldn't text while driving the truck. That's against company policy.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Well, from what I can tell, you are no longer part of the living. You were probably hit by another car.
Yeah, that feels right.
And this is the afterlife that you have been designated for, and I am a Reaper. I'm here to help you cross over. So does anyone have a coin? Do you have a coin?
You have one, don't you?
Do you have a coin in your pocket?
Oh, he like pats his pockets and pulls out a coin.
Great.
And I just slowly reach my hand out.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you give it to
so
her.
So that I can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he just hands it to you. He doesn't know what he's holding.
Enjoy your afterlife.
Okay. And he walks in, and right away, the barkers and the chimpanzees and everyone are like swarming around to, like, you know, be our guests. And,
we will get sued for that if we do too much.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, yeah, that's the way it should be.
And I think you see when that happens, like, Petty gives a little, like, oh, that feels good. That hits right.
If I had a heart, it would be even better.
I mean, same. And she like opens up the gown a little bit more and you see the like giant heart-shaped hole that goes straight through her chest.
Yeah.
Can I at least re-landscape the place for you?
Oh my God, I would love that so much.
Because,
wait, what are you going to charge for that? Yeah.
Not like you couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good spot to close it for today. Next time, we're going to have to figure out what happens when you re-enter the realm of the living with Amazon delivery waiting for you.
Yeah. We primed now some whoop ass. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought they were going to get that Dead Prime contract.
That's so good.
But Dead Prime.
So this was episode 3, I guess, of Demigods on 12 Sided Stories. My name's Jason. You can find me at It's Probably Okay on Twitter. And demigodspbta.com is where my game lives. For now, until it's a book, it's coming soon. And the streaming games you can find me on, I stream Mondays and Wednesdays over at happyjacks.org/live. And you can see all kinds of fun stuff over there.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais, and if your crystal ball is out of order, you can find me online as @strangelikethat. And you can also find me every Monday over at Happy Jacks.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, current VP of the Capitalist Afterlife. You can catch me on social media at Quiddie, Quiddie. On Sundays, you can catch me on Saving Throw Show playing Demigods in the new Pantheon game. I'm playing the Warrior, so I'm just taking notes as you go, Michelle. It's so good. On Mondays, you can catch me on Hyper RPG playing Kolok 1991. Tuesdays, I'm running Pirates of Salt Bay on Saving Throw Show. Wednesdays, you can catch me and Jason together playing Masks at Eidolon Academy. And yeah, that's it. No, sorry. On Fridays, you can catch me running Masks for my coworkers on Dice NV's Twitch channel.
Yeah. It's cute. Wow.
Yeah, you're not busy at all.
Not at all.
No, no.
Yeah, you'll get through this slump. Don't worry.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just trying to book more stuff. Stay busy.
I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on Drive-Thru RPG.
And my name is Wes Otis. I'm at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find us on all the sound effects and music on Drive-Thru RPG and BattleBards. Also, if you'd like to support the show, come check us out on Twitter at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. And also, we're over on Patreon under 12 Sided Stories. You can support, review, or give us a shout out. Any of those things are very helpful. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.